We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He's got the eye of the tiger. He is the tiger. He's chewing up the gambling world as if he were a tiger.
Special
little run he's on here. Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms, the Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Lee Sterling, who is a professional sports handicapper, and I always tell you, you can visit his website, ParamountSports.com. He doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. We enjoy the talk. We enjoy it more when he's winning. And he went 7-0 last week.
And dug us out of a hole.
He gave us the Oklahoma City Miami Heat over last Friday. That was a winner. He gave us Miami. It was the Miami FSU game. Remember, it was a Saturday afternoon at the Watsco Center. And he said, because the line wasn't even out. And he said, if it's Miami plus 5 or more, take Miami. Miami should have won that game outright, but it ended up being plus 6, and they covered. They got that. That was a winner. He had the Chiefs minus 7 over the Titans. That was a winner. He had the 49ers minus 7.5 over the Packers. That was a winner. He had the Wizards-Raptors over 230 last Friday. That was a winner. He had Askar Askarov over Tim Elliott, UFC Saturday night. That was a winner. He also gave us a two-team teaser for Sunday's conference championship games, KC and San Francisco. That was a winner as well. Dude was on fire. And for the year, for 2020, Lee Sterling is 18-4 on this show.
Stupid.
It's stupid. It's stupid.
The numbers are crazy.
So there he is, Lee Sterling, ladies and gentlemen. Congratulations.
Thanks a lot, but it's costing me a little bit. I told you, my wife and both daughters, her birthday in February, and it leaked out to my daughter that I had gone 7-0 on the show. So had to get my wife a massage this week, and it looks like it's going to cost me a designer bag for her birthday.
All right. Listen, you'll take that trade-off for 7-0 every week.
I would. Yeah. I'd happily do.
Now, is next week your busiest time of year? Like, do you pour over Super Bowl game props and novelty props and look for edges, yeah, or do you just look at the game like any other football game? You go, let me have a winner here. Let me maybe have a total, or like, what's next week like?
Okay, so I started on Monday night when the props came out. I saw 473 props. So I was running numbers for about 9 hours, and I found 9 props that I bet. So, looking for an edge. It is very busy, obviously. A lot of different radio hosts I do segments with will be in town, and I will be seeing you guys live on Radio Row on Wednesday, and then do some more shows Thursday and Friday. And
so betting props that does not insult you as a gambler. Like anytime you can find an edge.
No, right. I'm looking for any edge possible. Obviously, last year AAF was football was very successful. So there's some sports I'm not going to really do baseball. I'm too busy doing other things, getting ready for football. I need to recharge the batteries, and haven't done it for maybe 15, 16 years. So football, basketball, XFL, AAF, and MMA are my specialties.
Super Bowl line right now is Kansas City minus 1.5. Are you betting it now? Are you waiting for something? Do you think the line will change?
Okay, so I am going to bet it. I just bet it this morning at 1. It's gone down to 1 most places.
Yeah, I have seen it at 1 at some places, yeah.
About 70, 75% of places it is 1. So I'm going to play it now. I will add to my wager probably on next Wednesday. That's usually when you can figure out Wednesday or Thursday how the weather's going to be. The only thing that would back me off not playing more on this game would be a torrential downpour. If I see the weather forecast of at least 50% rain, then it might scare me off, because I like Kansas City. I think Kansas City is the right side to this game. If you look at what are you afraid of happening, for Kansas City, really one big thing, it's a run defense. And you've got two supreme coaches here. You've got Steve Spagnuolo. This is a guy that was a defensive coordinator for the New York Giants when they beat the New England Patriots and derailed their 19-0 season and protected the Dolphins having the only undefeated season. So since he installed number 49, Daniel Sorensen, at free safety, and this guy is a banger. I mean, he comes from BYU. He will hit you. He is really good on run defense and also in short pass coverage. Not real good in deep pass coverage, but he's been the difference since he was installed as a starter. And it's the first-year defensive coordinator. I think they figured it out. And then Andy Reid, I mean, I think he's in the Hall of Fame no matter what, but this is his chance with 2 weeks to prepare to make his mark and be a 100% shoe-in for the Hall of Fame. And how good is Andy Reid when he has 2 weeks to prepare? 19-3 in his career.
Yeah, Crowder loves him. That's his guy.
I love him.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes during the regular season, there are some lapses that you see in his play calling, but with 2 weeks prepare, he's great. I think that he is going to sit in that bunker for 2-3 days and really find some weaknesses in this defense. I think Richard Sherman is a absolute weakness. I think he's going after him. I think he's going to throw early and often, and I think Kansas City's the right side here. Like I said, the only thing I'm scared about is their run defense, but I think Spagnuolo can hold down the run offense, and Jimmy G is a big question mark. I mean, there's every game there's two or three passes that should be intercepted if you look at the regular season. They really were not tested in the playoffs. So I think Kansas City, by falling behind 24-0 and 10-0, I think they showed their mettle. I like Kansas City in the Super Bowl.
Let me move to hoops here for a second. The Heat host the Clippers tonight. Heat are getting 2.5 points. Do you like the game?
I can't play the game at all. I mean, you have three Miami Heat players and key players, Jimmy Butler with a knee, Goran Dragic with a calf, and Kendrick Nunn with an Achilles injury that are all listed as game-time decision. Now, Paul George is not going to play, and Patrick Beverley is doubtful. The Clippers are laying 2.5. I mean, if we were to find out all three were playing, you know, a couple minutes before the game, then Miami might be the play. But I'm going to sit that game out.
Okay. The Hurricanes basketball team, they play at UNC tomorrow at noon. I have not seen an early line on the game. I don't know if you have, but last week you told us, well, if the Canes FSU line is 5 or more, take the Hurricanes. Is there a scenario like that for tomorrow?
Okay, so there is no line out. It'll probably come out in the next hour and a half, 2 hours. If the line is 7 or above, I'll take Miami. Jim Larrañaga is great when he loses by double digits, almost 70%, 69% in his career after his team loses by double digits. So even though this team is a little shorthanded, just found out it looks like Cole Anthony, there was some speculation that he might be able to play in this game tomorrow, the star for North Carolina. But this is a team, North Carolina's lost 5 straight games, and it looks like he did not practice today. So with that being, I don't think they're going to take a chance of putting him in the starting lineup or even bring him off the bench without practicing at all. So if Miami is getting 7 points or more, we'll take Miami here.
Hey, Lee, how fast can a line move? Like you said, it comes out now. So let's say 5:30, the UNC-Miami basketball line comes out. Yeah. How fast could that move?
Okay, so if Cole Anthony, let's say, was the line was 6 points, and he was going, there was a report that he was going to play, it could move within 3 to 5 minutes. It could move up to 9 or 10 points. Wow. So the sharps are always looking. I mean, everyone's on the computer. I have one of my employees, he's on the computer from about 9 a.m. until the games tip off. We are looking to try to uncover anything that can give us an edge. So, yeah, I mean, there's big money to be put down on these games based on late line movements. And we're talking about key players in college or the NBA. So people will be watching Butler, Dragic, and Nunn. If all three play, it could be a pick 'em, or Miami could be one.
Lee Sterling is with us. Again, the website is ParamountSports.com. Lee Sterling went 7-0 last week. Three random bets. Your choice, Lee.
Okay, so we're going to start off tonight. Friday nights historically have not been my strength, but this year it has been. We're going to start off with a game in the NBA. We're going to take the San Antonio Spurs, and they played each other last week, a week ago, and just feel that San Antonio, even though they're 20-23, we got to see them twice, the Heat did, in the last week. And this is a team that is really starting to improve. They had some injuries early on, but they go 10 deep, and they're going to play a Phoenix Suns team that really only has five players, to be honest with you. Their bench, the four guys they bring in off the bench, wouldn't play for almost anyone. Aaron Baines, their starting center until four games ago, he was averaging 22 minutes, 11.5 points, and almost six rebounds per game. He is not going to play in this game tonight, and he's missed the last two games. They lost both games. And I really like DeAndre Ayton. I think he's great, but they do not, even the backup power forward, who they usually put in as a center, will not play in this game. So they're going to go with Ayton. He'll play probably 30, 32, 34 minutes. The rest of the time is going to be filled by someone who's 6'8 or smaller. And San Antonio, they can bang. All 10 guys can score for them. And like I said, they're 20-23. This is a team that I think is you want to wager on in the next couple weeks. Lay the 4.5 here. Take the Phoenix Suns. College basketball.
Take the Spurs, you mean?
Take the Spurs. Take the Spurs. Okay, so in college basketball and the Ivy League, you see some strange scheduling. So Yale, which is a much better team than Brown, they played them last Friday night. They turn around and play them this Friday night. Well, they had to play a game, a midweek game. Brown did not play a game. Now they're playing at home. They lost that game last week by 14 points. The line here is 6, and in that game, happened to watch the game, Brown was 3-for-21 from three-point land. Yale, 10-for-24. I just think that Brown, they only give up 72 points per game. They average scoring 68. I think this is a tight game, probably a 3-to-5-point game either way. So I'm going to take the 6 points here in Brown in some Ivy League action. And then we're going to go back also to MMA, which has been really good to us. Now, here's what the UFC does. They like to pit, I've noticed in the last year, year and a half, an up-and-comer against a name opponent. And the line is usually anywhere from pick'em to the up-and-comer is usually anywhere from 250 to 300 favorite. Now, Nick Lentz is 35 years old. Record's pretty good, 30-10-2 overall, 14-7-1 in the UFC, fighting pretty much an unknown in Arnold Allen. Arnold the Almighty Allen, he's 15-1, 6-0 in the UFC. This kid's an up-and-comer, just 26 years old. Nick Lentz also has not fought as a featherweight in 4.5 years. This will be the first time he's fighting at the featherweight here in 4.5 years. And I just think that Arnold Allen, which he's not a knockout artist, but he smothers guys and he wins a lot of decisions, usually unanimous decisions. I think he's going to wear out Nick Lentz here. So I'm going to take the up-and-comer Arnold Almighty Allen as a 250 favorite over Nick. How about this nickname? The Carney Lentz.
Got me scared of carnies.
Oh, yeah.
Carnies, they got weapons.
Right. I mean, who would name either their son or a friend the Carney?
So, I love that. The Carney. Yeah. It immediately invokes fear.
Maybe he smells
right,
like
right. Yeah. You know what? You don't know what he has. You know what he does in his off time.
No
so,
regrets. Right. Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com is the website, on Twitter at Paramount Sports. Again, Lee Sterling, 7-0 last week, 18-4 on the year on this show. He likes right now Kansas City Chiefs laying the point in the Super Bowl. He's going to not play the Heat Clippers game tonight. Too many question marks there. Likes the Hurricanes tomorrow if the line comes out and the Hurricanes are getting 7 or more. And then tonight, he likes the Spurs laying 4.5. He likes Brown in the Ivy League matchup with Yale, Brown +6. And he likes Arnold Allen -250 Saturday night in the UFC. Thank you for making time for us, Lee.
Okay, thanks, guys. Have a great
weekend. Keep doing it, man. Keep doing it. Got to keep doing that. And Jay Fig is 0-3. Fade Fig. Perfect. It's perfect because he's supposed to be an expert and she's supposed to be mush. It's perfect. Every now and then, the week works out. That couldn't have been better. Jay Figg went 0-3. Lee Sterling went 7-0. It's just that's the way it's supposed to work.
We were talking about gambling earlier. Somebody tweeted in or texted in, what does the lady from the east side have to say about it?
DJ Figgy Fresh on the east side.
Yeah. Well, if you want to meet Figgy Fresh from the east side, Dave and Buster's, Super Bowl Sunday, she'll be sitting on the east side. That would be funny. What? She has to sit on the east side of Dave and Buster's.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.